Thank you very much for just allowing me to take a break and spend some time and refreshed and coming back. But I'm still adjusting. You can see I'm smooth as, and I was so tired yesterday from, you know, standing outside. I was all burned, I noticed. And thank you very much for those people who came out for yard sale yesterday. They worked the whole day. Let's just give them an applaud. So today's Gospel of John is the farewell discourse, which Jesus is saying goodbye to those disciples before he takes off. And he says, I leave peace with you, and my peace I give to you, and I do not give to you as the world gives, and then do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. This is the last Sunday of Easter before Jesus ascends to Father. And he promised to send the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, Counselor, and Sustainer to us, for us, and to come back. And this text reminded me of saying goodbye to those whom we love. When we left Korea this time after a current visit, and it was rather an emotionally intense departure experience because my mother-in-law is diagnosed with a very critical illness, and she is getting ready to go up to the Lord, to meet the Lord. So it made me think of, you know, but still, as Christians, we do believe in resurrection, and we trust that she is going to the Father, and then we have hope. Amen. So, but still, it was kind of emotionally intense departure. And the God-oriented believers can be assured of a home with God in the future. So I sent my own mother to heaven just right before, you know, 1.5 years ago, just right before I came here and joined you. So I can empathize with my husband, who is now going through this difficult time. And we all experience death in our family, but we do have hope in resurrection and the promise of meeting them again. Amen. So what a powerful encouragement here that Jesus has given to the disciples as he was going up to heaven. So are you certain, or are you assured of the peace that God gives you when you go through the most stressful time, most painful time? Are you? Yes. Amen. Amen. That's what is the treasure is there, that we can be peaceful as calm water. And Revelation is known to be written by Apostle John, the revelation that he has read, but there was a mistake, so we have read some more, you have noticed. And it is such a complicated and visionary text all throughout the book. And the text we have heard this morning is the last part of the book, which connects us to think of the New Jerusalem and the promise of the glory of God, full of light, and the tree of life, full of light and promising of the tree of life. So verse 10 says, let me just remind you, and he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, and coming down out of heaven from God. So from these verses, all throughout this revelation, we could picture Jesus' second coming as well as contrast between the darkness and the light to evoke the pervasive, you know, pervading presence of God, the glory of God. Can you see that? The light versus darkness. The glory of God so overshadows all the darknesses. So as we go through lectionary readings, today's psalm is the most frequently used priestly benediction found in Numbers, Old Testament Numbers. Remember, I sometimes use it The Lord bless you and keep you, and Lord make your face shine upon you. That's coming from, and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. That's another psalm that it has been used frequently as a priestly benediction. And it means that give you peace as you leave the sanctuary. So, and the response of a congregation, though, is to be the verse 5, which says, let the people praise you, O God, and let all the people praise you. And this is the purpose of worship, praising and giving thanks to the Lord. That's the purpose of worship there in verses 5, in Psalm 67. So now, when it comes to the Acts that we have read just now, written by Luke, and I tend to go back to the reference for early church history. Henry Bohr, in his book called The Short History of Early Church, quoted St. Augustine's book, The City of God. City of God that acknowledges the greatness of Rome and strength of Roman character that produced the city and its empire. But even the greatest cities and nations must pass away, and there is no human magnificence or achievement that lasts forever. Do you agree with me? So, yeah, therefore, we must look to the city of God. We must look to the city of God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down from heaven. Actually, St. Augustine developed the final form of the Western teaching of the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let me quote his own words here. The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten. The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding, the Holy Spirit proceeding. And in this Trinity, none is afore or after another, none is greater or less than another, but the whole three persons are co-eternal and co-equal, so that in all things, as aforesaid, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity. Do you get it, what I mean? So we believe in one in three person, and it's to be worshipped. And do you believe this? Please say, I do.
I do.
I do. See, that comes into my mind because God, as Jesus went up to heaven, Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit. That's very important that we have a notion of the spirits are here with us always, as God has, you know, Jesus has promised. So since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you see here? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It comes from Romans 5:1. And Romans, excuse me, I have not slept last night enough then. So, thank you. Romans 5, 1-5, one of the well-known verses show us the development of this righteousness. One of all New Testament, Romans is my favorite book. And Apostle Paul helps us to understand this peace and joy throughout the book, as well as the epistles that he has written while he was persecuted in prison. Remember, he has written all these epistles in prison. And we rejoice in the hope of God's glory. And not only so, but rejoice in the suffering as well. And suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. That's a very famous verse that a lot of people go into. One of the areas of sufferings and perseverance and character and hope. Where is God working in your life at this moment? Suffering, endurance, character, hope. I'm asking you a question. I hope you can go back home and just meditate on this. And God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit when he has given us. The righteousness that we have in Christ provides hope based on love that comes through the Holy Spirit. Based on love that comes from the Holy Spirit. Then what is the source of love? What is the source of love? Christ died for us. That is the unfailing and unconditional love. Christ died for us, Jesus. And as we have communion together this morning, we can be assured how great his love is for us. And Jesus is the way and the life and the truth. And accept him that no one can go to Father. So we have hope in him and to restore peace, justice, joy among us. Amen? Amen. I just would like to quote one of those poems that I found. This is written by Horatius Bonar. I don't know him well, but it is a love, all love of God. All love of God, how strong and true, eternal and yet ever new, uncomprehended and unbought, beyond all knowledge and all thought. O heavenly love, how precious still in days of weariness and ill, in nights of pain and helplessness, to heal, to comfort, and to bless. O love of God, our shield and stay, and through all the perils of our way. Eternal love, in thee we rest, forever safe, forever blessed. Amen. Let us pray. O God, we give thanks to you. On this first day of May, we are starting this spring with a new Jerusalem. Oh God, we give thanks for all the work that you've done with this church. And we trust that since you founded this church, we will be going out to the world and prospering and do our work as we have done, using our means of grace and also by just having that opportunity, just like the one that we did yesterday, and fellowship together with the meeting, with the new old members and the new members, and you will make us grow. And you are the one that we only plant in water, but you are the one that who let it grow. We trust and believe, and you give peace. You have given us peace as you ascended to heaven. So we trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.